Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I'm also over the moon about him as a player. I think he's an impact player. I know the question mark has been, all right, if he's an impact player, why did it take him 5 years to break out? Why did it take him till the very last year of his collegiate career to break out? And the answer was in how they used him. To me, it's in how they used him. 2 years ago, they had a good receiver room, and Xavier Leggett is such an athlete. This is one thing that I find interesting, and I'm going to rope Tom Brady into this in a minute. Stick. I know. He's got the eye roll of doom from the great. There has been a major problem in athletics over the past couple of years. Outside of the littlest of little leagues, we don't develop players in. We don't put the effort in to develop players. There were two quotes that came across my periphery yesterday that I want to talk about. And I apologize to you because I intended to bring them as sound bites today, and I just ran out of time this morning to get them in. One of them was Tom Brady, and one of them was Gino Auriemma. Tom Brady, about 6 months ago, said that the reason that he feels there's a decline in the NFL product is because coaching has gone sideways. And Gino Auriemma said, you know why you're having such a massive influx of European players? Do you know why so many European players, Nikolai Jokic, Luka Doncic, Jurkic, etc., why so many Europeans are coming over here, and they all have very well-rounded games. He pointed out it's because if you look at, and I don't, again, not to take a shot at a particular organization, I hope it doesn't come across that way, because what AAU does in theory is remarkable. But Gino Auriemma pointed this out. He said, if you look at like AAU ball and you look at their schedule, they practice one day a week and then they play six games. Whereas the European model is practice six times a week and play one game. Tom Brady said the problem in the NFL right now, and the reason we're seeing such a incredibly high washout of players is because coaches don't develop them anymore. They either bring you in and you can do it, or they bring you in and you can't and you're gone. And I feel like, with the exception of lower level college ball, we've kind of done that at the highest level of football too. And it makes sense. If I'm getting paid $10 million to coach a football team, and it has been proven time and time and time and time and time and time again, that the only damn thing that matters is your win-loss record. The only thing that matters is the trophies you stack in the hardware cabinet. Then I'm not gonna develop players. I'm just gonna keep flipping guys over until I find the guys that are gonna help me win right now. I don't have the time to develop a wide receiver for 3 years from now, because if I don't win this year, and if I don't win this year and don't win next year, 3 years from now is irrelevant. I won't be here anymore. So it's kind of pointless for me to develop a guy for 2 or 3 years. It doesn't do anything. And I think that, especially at upper level college, you guys want to know why it is, and you may not like it, but part of the reason I believe a ton of kids transfer, it's not because, oh, I'm not getting PT. I'm not on the field. It's not necessarily for money. I'm sure for a lot of them it is. But for a chunk of them, I honestly believe it is because they show up expecting to be coached into becoming a better football player. And I suspect rare are the coaches to whom that is a priority. They're going to coach you. They're going to teach you how to run the plays. They're going to put you through the drills, whatever. But if you've got $10, $11 million annually on the line, and the only thing by which you are judged and gauged is your win-loss record and the trophies that you stack in the trophy case, what's more important? Finding a wide receiver who can go now or developing a wide receiver who can go 2 years from now? You know the answer. I know the answer. We know the answer. And I'm not the only one that said it. Like I said, Brady said it about NFL coaches not too long ago. Gino Auriemma said it about basketball coaches. I think Popovich has referred to this in the past, if I recall correctly. We have just kind of gotten to a point where we have put such an emphasis, and I get it. I get it. Nobody has as much fun going 6-6 as they do going 12-0. Of course, it would be silly to say anything to the contrary, but, and I'm going to tie this back to Xavier Leggett. I think Xavier Leggett didn't come on as a one-year wonder until his final year at South Carolina, probably in large reason, because there wasn't a huge reason to utilize him as anything other than a gadget player. That's it. If I got a guy that I can put out there and I can run him in the wildcat and I can run him from the slot and the receiver and I can, you know, run the laterals and the hook and ladders and I can use him in the return game and all that, what is the reasoning for me to put a buttload of time into developing his route running? What's the emphasis that I want to put on this guy? What he can do now, which over 4 years, you're telling me a first round draft pick in 4 seasons before his 5th year senior season. He played in 41 games, had 17 starts, 42 receptions, 423 and 5 touchdowns. In his 5th year alone, 1,255 yards, 7 touchdowns, 71 receptions. You're telling me that that only manifested in Xavier Leggett after 4 years of being a backup? No, I don't accept it. I don't accept that there was some miraculous transformation that took place in the offseason of 2022-2023. Some miraculous transformation over the offseason that took Xavier Leggett from being a guy who was averaging less than 110 yards a season and turned him into a guy who got 1,255 in his last year. I don't accept that there was some magic that happened that took him from a guy that averaged that got 5 touchdowns in 4 years, and suddenly he gets 7-1. And oh, by the way, a year in which he's the only wide receiver of any NFL threat. He's playing with a good quarterback, but a quarterback that's throwing behind 5 subway turnstiles. He just woke up, picked the right potion off the table, and turned into a first-round draft pick.
Is it possible that maybe the new offensive coordinator, the much maligned and criticized offensive coordinator, may have recognized, hey, here's a weapon. I'm going to utilize said weapon.
I'm sure it is. But that to me,
I'm just saying maybe it looks like suddenly he sprouted into potential. Maybe the potential was always there, but the guys who were running the offense before didn't notice it.
I think that is absolutely the likely explanation. I shan't push back on that at all. But what I would say is it does not invalidate my point. It does not invalidate the point that the guy previous to him, the guy that was out there before him, the guy that was in charge of the offense before that, had an NFL caliber first round wide receiver on the roster, and he never got turned into that. He never got developed into that. And then all of a sudden, you get 1 year of this guy. You get 1 year of this guy who steps in, and you're telling me he's suddenly the guy that is getting drafted 32nd overall to go to Carolina. No, I would like to take just a moment to speak to the young coaches out there. And I'm talking coaches that are coaching T-ball, coaches that are coaching Mighty Mite hockey, coaches that are talking Little League football. I need you. We need you. Sports as a whole needs you. And what we need out of you right now, what we need out of you right now is to teach the kids to expect to be developed. Teach the kids to want to be developed. Teach the kids to understand how to receive coaching, how to accept coaching, how to respond to coaching, and how to get better via coaching. Because when these kids get to the next level, and just so we're clear, great one, this is an issue taking place at the high school level as well. I have watched good guys, good men, good coaches be asked to step away from coaching high schools that they love because they weren't winning enough games. Not because they weren't cranking out kids. There was a high school coach that coached for a rival school of mine when I was first getting into radio. This would have been 2007. Yeah, 2007. So like 2008, there was a, I was doing the math in my head and I'm real bad at math.
But you're looking at me like I'm going to help with that. That's, sorry.
2007, 2008, there was a coach that coached at one of my rival schools and he was a phenomenal dude. He was in the philanthropic group that I was in, the All Sports Association. He was known for going above and beyond. Not only did he coach that high school football team, but he coached multiple little league teams. Just a phenomenal guy and a great coach. But he had two seasons where he had a losing record back to back. He was like 2-8 one year and like 3-7 the next year. And they fired him. This guy had a team graduation rate, great one, of 97% all time over his career. If you played for this guy, your grades were right. And if I recall correctly, the couple of kids that did not graduate that played for him were expelled for stuff that did not have anything to do with his football team. And he got the call one day telling him that they appreciated his time, they appreciated his service, but they were going to go in a different direction for the football team. This guy was an amazing, developed players, sent plenty of players to go play JUCO ball, play D2 ball. The guy was a phenomenal coach, great guy. And they canned him because he had two losing years. The point that I'm making here is, even all the way down to the high school level, we have placed the emphasis on coaches, on dubs and L's, and not on making better players. And again, I understand it. I get it. Dennis Allen might be a phenomenal dude, but my team sucks and I'm kind of tired of it. I'm part of the problem. It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. And I acknowledge it. But I would say, above all else, as far as I'm concerned, Xavier Leggett is a cautionary tale. Xavier Leggett's a guy that had they put the emphasis on him 3 years ago, probably isn't a guy who spends 4 years starting 17 times, catching 42 footballs over 4 years. 10 catches a year. To then break out his last year for 12,500 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 71 receptions. Developing players makes your team better. Because if that guy gets developed 2-3 years ago, we probably aren't asking the question if Xavier Leggett's a one-year wonder. We're probably talking today about back-to-back years from one Xavier Leggett. What a year this guy, what a couple of seasons this guy's put together. They developed him. They got the best out of him. They figured out where he fit in the offense. And oh, by the way, you develop kids, you make them better, you get them to where they're fitting into your offense, probably gonna see guys stop transferring out too. You're probably gonna see guys go, I want to be here because they made me better. They made me important. They made me impactful. And that's what I came here for. Most guys go to a school to play football. So give them a shot. And it's not a football problem exclusive. I absolutely think this is a problem in basketball. I've told you guys about the kid I played for in high school or played with in high school. Phenomenal athlete, great guy. Coaches I had did not develop his game at all. Went to Alabama. Nick Saban developed his game. And he went from a guy who was a 4-star recruit and pretty good, who was expected to be like a 2 or 3 receiver at Alabama, went on to break the record books, went on to set the records at Alabama because he got developed by Nick Saban. The next round of successful coaches will do that.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.